أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. واتقوا يوما لا تجزي نفس عن نفس شيئا ولا يقبل منها عدل ولا تنفعها شفاعة ولا هم ينصرون. In the previous ayat, the beginning of this quarter and the beginning of this ruku, Allah Ta'ala the third time gave the Bani Israel this great honor of addressing them directly, Ya Bani Israel. Other places Allah has referred to the Bani Israel, for example, وَإِذَا خَذْنَا مِثَاقَ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ, many such instances, but there Allah did not address them directly. And any person who knows that from your beloved, if you are spoken to and in a loving way, what great value that has. Allah spoke to the Bani Israel like that three times, but they did not respond at all. They went again, in fact, against, completely against the commandments of Allah Ta'ala, and after that Allah never gave them that address at all. On the other hand, for the ummahs of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, in the Quran Sharif, 88 places Allah has addressed them as Ya Ayyuhalladhina Amanu. And this is, on one occasion a person asked Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu for some advice. He said, whenever you read this in the Quran Sharif, Ya Ayyuhalladhina Amanu, then realize that Allah is speaking to me directly, to the believers, and that is a great, great honor. Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahmatullah Ali translates Ya Ayyuhalladhina Amanu as, oh my beloved servants, the people who believe in Allah, they are the most, they love Allah Ta'ala so much so that they believe in what Allah says, or their eyes are seeing something else and they are believing in something else. What their eyes, they see that my shop is sustaining me, medicine is giving me shifa, but what their love, they say it's Allah who is looking after me. Allah Ta'ala is giving me shifa. So this is a great address. However, for the Bani Israel, when they did not respond and accept this great, great honor which Allah had given them, then Allah gives them still a final warning. وَاتَّقُوا يَوْمًا لَا تَجْزِي نَفْسٌ عَنْ نَفْسٍ شَيْئًا. اور ڈرو اس دن سے کہ نہ کام آوے کوئی شخص کسی کے طرف سے. And fear the day of Qiyamah, when nobody will be able to help anyone else on that day. يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِيهِ. That will be a day when everyone will be running away from one another. Our very close people, husband from wife, wife from husband, parents from children, children from parents, all will be worried of their own condition. And nobody, though they will recognize one another, but nobody will stand by anyone on that day. So fear that day when it is only Allah who will be able to help you. And that is the only way of our solution, to return and to run to Allah Ta'ala. Plato was one person who was like a scientific person in the time of Musa alayhi salatu wassalam. On one occasion he asked Musa alayhi salam that Allah is the one who sends all conditions in this world. Like the sky is the bow, or bow and arrow, the sky is the bow, and all the conditions are the arrows of Allah, which Allah is targeting and aiming and sending towards the people. So when Allah is sending those arrows, then where must a person run to? Where is he going to get salvation? Musa alayhi salatu wasalam immediately said, go and stand next to Allah Ta'ala, and then you will be saved. In other words, return to Allah Ta'ala. Come towards Allah and you will be saved. As long as you are in the line of the enemies, the arrows are going to be falling on you. When you will be now amongst the friends of Allah, you will be saved completely. So we should then, he immediately told, undoubtedly you are the Nabi of Allah, that nobody could give an answer like that besides you. So Allah Ta'ala says, fear that day when there will be nobody to help you, only those who have turned to Allah Ta'ala, those who befriended Allah Ta'ala. وَلَا يُقْبَلُ مِنْهَا عَدْلُ. Or کوئی شخص کسی کی طرف سے ذرا بھی اور نہ قبول کیا جائے گا اس کے طرف سے بدلہ. And nobody, no ransom will be accepted from any person. Even a person won't have anything to present as ransom. But even if he had, as other places it comes, if you had the whole world of gold and you want to present it in ransom for your one self, your one soul, that, oh Allah, set me free, I'll give you the whole world in gold. That also won't be, even if it was. Nobody will have all that gold, and what value is that all that gold got in the eyes of Allah Ta'ala? And that also won't be able to help a person to set him free. There is nothing but Iman on that day that will help a person. Only on the basis of Iman will the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wasalam, the righteous and the pious, intercede for one another. So Iman is that great, great value by which we return to Allah. We return to the houses of Allah. We return to the deen of Allah Ta'ala. So no ransom will be accepted from anyone. وَلَا تَنْفَعَهُوَا شَفَاعَةُ Or نَا كَامْ عَوِي اُسْكُ سِفَارِشْ And nobody's intercession will help that person. We might think, my parents will help me out, my children will help me, my brothers, my family people, my town people. On that day, nobody will stand with anyone whatsoever. And it is Iman on that day, on that basis, the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wasalam will intercede for a person, etc. وَلَا هُمْ يُنصَرُونَ Or na unko madad pahunche, and there will be no help from any source that will be able to come to a person. There is no question of phoning the paramedics there. There is no question of phoning one's lawyer there. There is no question of phoning anyone and getting help from anyone. It is only on the basis of Iman. And this the Bani Israel are reminded, bring Iman on Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are so fortunate that we are born Muslims, most of us, or that Allah has blessed us if a person is a revert, that he has got this Islam. Now it is ready in a plate that has been given to us. It is just for us to look after it now. Appreciate this great ni'mat and to look after it. And these times that we are going through, it's really a test of Iman. To see whether we will, just like the Bani Israel, they were also tested and they failed all the tests. And that lesson we should learn, that we are also going through this test at this time. We should not be failing in any test. Let us return to Allah, to the deen of Allah. Let us try and get other people as much as possible to come towards the masjid, to turn to Allah and seek the help of Allah. There is no refuge, there is no protection, there is no one that can help us against the virus or anything but Allah Ta'ala. We have to return to Allah and seek His help. That is the only way, and that is all what is going to help us on the day of Qiyamah also. And we should make shukr. We have got this Iman. We should not lose it. We should use it in the correct way to turn to Allah. May Allah give us all tawfiq to appreciate this great value of Iman and to look after it and to benefit from it fully. That is turning to Allah, taking the help and seeking the help of Allah Ta'ala. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. Subhanallah.